You are listening to Blood on the Tracks, an exploration and celebration of film soundtracks and scores. Hello and welcome to Blood on the Tracks, an exploration and celebration of film soundtracks and scores. I'm your host, Lee Russell, and this is episode 74. And yeah, we're back this month. We're going to have a bit of a lighter playlist, a few less selections in it, a few less movies covered here. Not one of my usual big deep dives. I was considering it, but I ran out of time this month. I was originally going to go into one of my, hey, let's do 2-hour shows on this topic. Like, let's do a couple shows. But I decided to keep it short and sweet, a little bit more dialed back and buttoned down. We're doing Italian action films, specifically from the 1980s. And of course, that can sort of run a range of different subgenres of action. So you can have everything from your poliziotteschis, your sort of neo-noir stuff. You can have your more comedic slapstick stuff. There's a couple of Bud Spencer, Terrence Hill things on this playlist this time around. And, of course, you can also have, like, superhero films as well. There's an example of that on this playlist. But, yeah, I've got a few selections for you, and I think they're interesting ones. I think you may enjoy them. So we're going to get into them right now. First off, we're going to start with a pairing of a duo here as far as director and composer goes. Two movies from Stelvio Massi, and both of them composed by our old friend Stelvio Cipriani. We've got Speed Driver from 1980. From this one, we've got Sequence 2 and Sequence 10. Well, those are the titles of the tracks. Sometimes you just run into that. The composer doesn't actually do a title for the track. It's just, hey, this is what it is, and this is what it is for the shooting schedule or whatever. This is what shows up on the album, if an album's ever released. And then moving on from that, we've got The Rebel from 1980, and we have Sequence 14 from that one. So Speed Driver is a kind of crime film. It's got Fabio Testi starring in it. He's really good on, like, a motorcycle of some sort, or dirt bike or something along those lines. Been a long time since I watched it, but he gets wrapped up in crime. As far as The Rebel goes, that's starring, when you can't get Franco Nero, here's the guy you get, Maurizio Merli. And that one's just a late period poliziotteschi. I've not watched it, but, I mean, Maurizio Merli did a ton of these around this time. And of course, Stelvio Massi, who directed both of these, did other great stuff. Highway Racer, he did the Franco Gaspari Mark films, I think it's a trilogy, if I'm not mistaken. Blood, Sweat, and Fear, Mark Strikes Again, and Mark Shoots First. I haven't seen any of these. These are kind of blind spots on my poliziotteschi watching. Also did another Maurizio Merli film, Convoy Busters, and also did the late period Italian horror movie from the sort of classic 80s period, Arabella Black Angel, which, if you're interested, our other podcast, They Must Be Destroyed on Sight, recently did that on episode 294. After listening to that, we'll be back with the next block of songs. have up next are two examples of what would be considered macaroni combat films, essentially, which could be anything from war movies to Rambo ripoffs, which are kind of the case here when we get into it. Starting off, we have the main title from Strike Commando from 1987. This is done by Luigi Ceccarelli, or it's Ceccarelli, I think, is how that is done. I probably fucked that up. It's fine. But he's also worked on stuff like Violence in a Woman's Prison, Woman's Prison Massacre, Rats, Night of Terror, Scalps, White Apache, and Vampire in Venice, which we covered, by the way, in episode 244 of They Must Be Destroyed on Sight. If you recognize any of those titles, you will immediately know that, yes, this man has collaborated with one Bruno Mattei many, many times. The schlocky of the Schlockmeisters, Bruno Mattei, who has actually done a few good films here and there, and has definitely done a lot of entertaining films, and then just a lot of really bad ones. But Strike Commando is basically a Rambo First Blood Part 2 ripoff from Mattei, starring one Reb Brown, and this is one of the ones that's highly entertaining. It's got some of the worst dialogue ever written for a movie, and Reb Brown certainly goes for it when he delivers his lines. It's a thing to behold. It's enjoyable to watch with friends if you're imbibing in some substances and you want to have a laugh. Strike Commando is a good movie for that. That's all I'll say. Moving on, we also have the main title from Blast Fighter from 1984. This is done by Fabio Frizzi. And of course, Frizzi worked with Fulci quite a bit. This film was actually going to be a Fulci film at one point. It was going to be a post-apocalyptic set Fulci film, sort of as a follow-up to his other post-apocalyptic kind of Running Man style film, Warriors of the Year 2072. But Fulci butted heads, as he often would do, with the producers, and apparently there was a court case, and the film was taken away from him and drastically changed. I'm assuming changed the way the producers originally wanted it to be changed, and it became a revenge tale. Again, sort of Rambo-ish, sort of maybe a little bit of Deliverance in there. Couple different things kind of popping up in this one, but it's starring Michael Sopcu and George Eastman, and Michael Sopcu first avenges the death of like his favored sort of pet wild deer, and then later on has to avenge the death of his daughter and I think her boyfriend. It's been a while since I've seen it. All I know is that he's basically has to double down on the revenge, killing a bunch of people. And he's like an ex-Vietnam guy, so he has PTSD issues and things like that. Also a really highly entertaining film, outside of like there's a rape in it, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, you gotta kind of expect to roll with that sort of stuff in Italian films around this time. Actually, pretty much any film from any country that's covering this sort of subject matter, you're probably going to run into a rape in it, unfortunately. So, there you go. We'll get through those, and we'll be back with a few more selections before we get to the second half of the show. We have a couple selections here from the duo of Bud Spencer and Terrence Hill. First off, we've got What's Going On in Brazil, jazz band, from Double Trouble from 1984. The music here is done by Franco Michelisi, and this is directed by Enzo Barboni. And Barboni is kind of known for doing just a bunch of Bud and Terrence stuff. He did They Call Me Trinity, Trinity Is Still My Name, Even Angels Eat Beans, Crime Busters, Go For It. He did the Terrence Hill sort of solo film, Man of the East, and They Call Me Renegade. And he did the solo Bud Spencer film, Speaking of the Devil. And, Michelisi, of course, worked on tons of stuff. They Call Me Trinity, Beyond the Door, The Tough Ones, The Visitor, Go For It. And the next track we're going to look at, and this will take us into the break and to the second half of the show, Super Snooper from Super Fuzz from 1980. This is by a group called The Oceans. So The Oceans is actually a brother duo, Michelangelo and Carmela La Bionda. I think I'm getting that right. They were known together as La Bionda, and also the Disco Delivery Sound. And they were an Italian disco duo, essentially. Did a bunch of recording together. They definitely worked on some movies together. Who Finds a Friend Finds a Treasure, Miami Super Cops. Now, when I looked up The Oceans, this name they went under, it seems like they hired people to portray the oceans for music videos. There were three people, and I tried tracking them down. One of them was Peter Bischoff, who is a German recording artist. One is Christian Sargent, who is an American-German singer, and she's also a composer, a lyricist, and an artist. And the other is a black gentleman by the name of Jamie Williams that I couldn't find anything on. Now, I don't think they perform at all on any of the tracks by The Oceans. They might do singing, but I've never seen them credited as such. So it almost feels like they're just kind of a Milli Vanilli thing, where they're just kind of frontmen to this Italian disco duo that is producing this music and actually doing the singing and whatnot. I might be wrong on that, but there's just so scant few tidbits of information out there I could find, and Discogs wasn't coming up with much, and yeah, it's just a weird little thing. I was kind of thrown, like, were The Oceans an actual band? Were they a group? And it turns out, not really. They're just a studio creation by the looks of things, which was often the case. People would be surprised how many bands were just manufactured studio creations that became actual bands, or, you know, just sort of flew under the radar. You could do it a lot easier back in the day, too, right? You were going to look them up on the internet? Of course you weren't. Well, Super Fuzz, this is a Terrence Hill solo film. He co-stars with Ernest Borgnine, and it's a Sergio Corbucci film, and it's basically Terrence Hill becomes a superhero. He's a cop who, like, gets superpowers and does slapstick superhero stuff. It's a goofy-ass movie, but it's really fun at the same time. I actually covered this on an episode of the Grindbin podcast from a while back, if you want to check that out. And like I said, we're going into these tracks, and then we'll be back after a break for the second half of the show.
Super trooper, a wonder couple on the broadcasting from the cursed earth, the Psychosemanticast.
Let us face, without panic, the reality of our time. The fact that atom bombs may someday be dropped on our cities. And let us prepare for survival by understanding the weapon that threatens us.
To have an ignorant, thin-skinned megalomaniac who sends off Twitters at 3 a.m. if somebody angered him.
The neo-Nazis turning up in Washington, D.C. to have a rally saying Heil Trump.
We talk about politics.
I knew I couldn't trust you corporate greaseballs!
We talk about movies.
You can't come down here and arrest people just because of what they look like. Are you crazy? But that's police harassment.
We talk about political movies.
We're in trouble. The whole world's in trouble. They're all around us and we never knew it. You can only see them with these special glasses.
The Psychosemanticast.
Second half of the show, and I'm going to try to get to the tracks here really quick because I noticed I've been talking too much and the show's already going to run over the usual hour I try to set it around. We got some more superhero stuff here, and this is one of the not-so-well-regarded Superman ripoff films from Italy. This is The Puma Man. And the track is The Puma Man and Puma Man number 7 from The Puma Man from 1980. The music here is done by Renato Serio, who was an Italian composer, conductor, and arranger. He also worked on the 1980s Alone in the Dark. It was the most notable thing I saw. This is directed by Alberto De Martino, and he directed such films as Django Shoots First, Miami Golem, and Bloodlink. And it's starring Walter George Alton and Donald Pleasance, who is just eating up the scenery in this film. He knows exactly what film he's in. Then we're going to move on to two tracks from Endgame from 1983, which is a post-apocalyptic film. We have Transformation Version 2 and Starlight from that film. This is done by Carlo Maria Cordillo, who, of course, scored other films like Pieces, 2020 Texas Gladiators, Enigma, Iron Warrior, Troll 2, Night Killer, and the very cool Sunny Boy that a lot of people sleep on. And if you want to hear that talked about, I did that on a recent episode of The Grind Bin as well. This movie is also known as Bronx Final Battle. I think trying to ride the coattails of the Bronx Warriors' success. This is directed by Joe D'Amato and starring Elle Cliver and the lovely Laura Gemser and George Eastman, because of course it's got George Eastman in it if Joe D'Amato is directing it. And then we're going to end off with the real banger of this playlist. I saved the best for last, I think. This is an earworm. You can thank me later because it's a great one. This is The Day of the Cobra from The Day of the Cobra from 1980. The music here is done by Paolo Vasili and Charlie Cannon. And Paolo Vasili also worked on The Left Hand of the Law and The Squeeze with Lee Van Cleef. Cannon is an Afro-American singer, author, composer, and vocalist who was in groups like the Four Kents, and at one point worked with Goblin on several tracks around this era. The movie itself, directed by Enzo G. Castellari, pairing up again with Franco Nero, as he often did. This is a late-period Poliziotteschi, kind of, and it's got Sybil Danning in it as a femme fatale. It's more of a neo-noir than it is a Poliziotteschi. And Franco Nero is basically just playing a schlummy detective who happens to be really good at killing people, and he kills a lot of people in this film. But the fucking song, man, it is an earworm. It's going to hit you. It's going to stick with you. It's been with me all week since I first heard it. It's amazing. You're welcome, listeners. And I'm going to get out of here. So take care. Thanks for listening. Oh, and I almost forgot. Always remember this.
You are the Puma Man.
give a damn. I am the Cobra. No one can tell me what to do. So when you're pleading and begging mercy, mercy on you, a heart of stone's the most you'll get now. Before I strike, you'll never know. Oh, 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 it's a dirty, dirty way. But that's the world. Be fast, be first to make your play. Coming soon the day, it's coming soon the day of the Cobra. And there's no trying to get away. His heart is cold and he can be so rough, so tough, so rough. You just can't miss it, the kiss of the Cobra. Don't give a damn, I am the Cobra. No one can tell me what to do. I never needed help from nobody. Never needed help from nobody. How could I trust them anyway? Better alone, I hit fast and fade out, fade out, fade in. One day I'll view up all of your sins. Before I strike, you'll never know. The kiss of the Cobra.
Thank you for listening to Blood on the Tracks. For further episodes, go to tmbdos.podbean.com. Thank you. Drive through.